Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 16th, Yup Counted 16th episode of Collegeville Conversation. I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Now, we all know that this Sunday, we got the big game, Super Bowl 55, between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs. So, you know, we had to cover that here on the CC. But before we do that, a word from our sponsors. But stay tuned. So, as we all know, this Sunday, it's 6:30 p.m., it is the big game between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl 55. Now, the game is being held at Raymond James Stadium, which is also the home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are they're the first team to play the Super Bowl in their home stadium. So that is pretty remarkable. Now, to put this matchup together, to put this into perspective, these two teams have faced off before the season. The Kansas City Chiefs, they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in November 2020, 27-24. Now, for predictions for the game, Las Vegas, they have the Chiefs by 3 points. The over-under for the scoring for both teams is 56.5. So it is expected to be a pretty close, pretty high scoring game, which I assume most people would like to see. I would like to see that with these two great offenses. You know, Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady, I can't think of a better matchup for this season other than Aaron Rodgers versus Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, which definitely could have happened this season. Leading Kansas City stat-wise, Patrick Mahomes obviously is their starting quarterback with 4,700 yards, 38 TDs. Travis Kelce is their leading receiver with 1,416 yards and 11 TDs. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire leads the rushing with 803 rushing yards and 4 rushing TDs for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, stat-wise, Tom Brady at starting quarterback, 4,633 yards and 40 passing TDs. Mike Evans is their leading receiver with 1,006 yards and 13 receiving TDs. And leading the rushing is Ronald Jones II with 978 yards and 7 TDs. Now, This is also a great coaching matchup as well with Bruce Arians of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and already Super Bowl champion Andy Reid. Andy Reid is obviously one of my favorite coaches in the league. He used to be the head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles for 14 seasons. Had some pretty good success there, but could never win the big game. So it's going to be a great matchup on the sidelines as well as on the field. Now, for team ranks stat-wise, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs, they have the number six ranked offense in the league with 29.6 points scored per game. And the Buccaneers, they have the third highest ranked offense with 30 points scored per game. Now, defense-wise, it's also a great matchup and pretty close. The Kansas City Chiefs, they've allowed 22 points per game, which is good for 10th in the league, and 22.6 to be exact. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they just edged them a little bit with 22.2 points per game allowed, and it is the eighth best in the league. Now, to add on to the offense, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs, they also get 303 passing yards per game, which can be expected with how great Patrick Mahomes is and what a great arm he has, and also the weapons he has around him, such as Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and I guess you could say Sammy Watkins. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they are second behind the Chiefs in passing yards per game with 289 passing yards per game. Obviously, with a great quarterback like Tom Brady and all the weapons that he has too, such as Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, you know, and even Antonio Brown, of course, it's great resurgence that he has had. That can be expected as well. Now, for the rushing yards per game, that's where it starts to get tricky for these two teams. The Kansas City Chiefs, they get 112 rushing yards per game, which is good for 16th in the league. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they They have 94 rushing yards per game, which is good for 28th in the league. That's near the bottom of the barrel for them. Now, on the defensive side of things, the Kansas City Chiefs, for passing yards per game allowed, they only allow 236 passing yards per game, which is good for 14th in the league. Meanwhile, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they allow 246 points per game, which is good for 21st in the league. Now, for the rushing yards, the Kansas City Chiefs, they allow 122 rushing yards per game, which is good for 21st in the league. And now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they are the best in the league at defending the rush with 80 rushing yards allowed per game. Now, I think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're obviously going to go to their rushing, they're going to go to their running backs a lot with Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones II. I think that that's how they can beat the Chiefs, in one way, because obviously simply that the Kansas City Chiefs, they don't have that great of a rushing defense defending the rush. But it's definitely going to be something to see. I can't get enough of how great this quarterback matchup is. Obviously, you've got the GOAT, the greatest of all time, 6-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady against, obviously, the best quarterback in the league, arguably Patrick Mahomes, who's already got a Super Bowl under his belt, and he's looking for that second Super Bowl ring. Now, the fact that the Super Bowl is being played in the Buccaneers' home stadium of Raymond James Stadium, it is going to obviously be a big, big advantage to them because it's home field advantage. What more could you ask for? This has almost happened before, too, a team getting to play the Super Bowl in their home stadium. The Minnesota Vikings almost had that chance, but obviously they got obliterated by the Philadelphia Eagles, 38-7. Love Mick Foles. And, you know, obviously the city of Tampa Bay, I've seen that they're so excited for this. The city's going crazy right now. Fireworks, celebrations, all of that. It's just a sight to see. It's great for them. Many expected the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to fall short, I would think. They didn't really have, I guess you could say that they had an ideal season, but it definitely could have been a little bit better than what people were expecting. They finished 11-5, good for second in the NFC South division. And obviously it could have been better for them. But they're here, they're in the Super Bowl, and that's all that matters. You can't really count out a Tom Brady-led team, you know. Just never bet against Tom Brady. It can most of the time go against you. He is playing in his 10th Super Bowl right now, and that's nearly half his career he's been in the Super Bowl. So he's got a better chance of making the Super Bowl than Steph Curry has of making a three-point shot. That is remarkable. The Kansas City Chiefs, on the other hand, they finished with a 14-2 record in the regular season, which is good for winning the AFC West division title. And of course, they got the one seed and the first round bye in the AFC playoffs. But I think that Tampa Bay's defense, of course, is one of the best in the league. They got the best rushing defense in the league, only allowing 80 yards per game. But Kansas City, their defense can show up at times, but it's been pretty stagnant in the playoffs, I would say. They had a couple close games in the playoffs already, one of them being against the Cleveland Browns. But that game, them winning, obviously Mahomes got injured towards the end of the game. He had a concussion. Obviously, he's back now, but that game was pretty close. It ended 22-17 in favor of the Chiefs. But obviously, if Mahomes had played the whole game, it would have been a little bit more of a margin that they have won. And, you know, speaking of the Browns, of course, I would have liked to have seen them win that game. Obviously, first playoff appearance since 2002. At least that they got a playoff game. At least they won a playoff game, too. Which is good to see, good for the city of Cleveland. Many people, they counted out the Cleveland Browns in this game against Kansas City Chiefs, which was obviously, it was rightfully so, the Browns against the Chiefs. You're not going to bet against Patrick Mahomes against the Kansas City Chiefs, you know. And then, obviously, against the Buffalo Bills, the Chiefs, Chiefs defense, they let up, 24 points against the Bills, which the Bills were leading for a good part in the first half, you know. But obviously the Chiefs offense was stronger than their defenses, of course, and they won the game by a score of 38-24. And, you know, obviously this game is going to be really high scoring between the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. More often than not, the favored team usually covers the spread in the Super Bowl. And that's what most bettors are going to be looking for in this game, like every other Super Bowl. And obviously we got the halftime festivities. The Weeknd is performing the Super Bowl halftime show, which that is going to be very, very exciting to see. I'm very excited to see what songs he performs. Obviously, he's got a lot of great hits right now, such as Blinding Lights, which is probably the number one song in the world right now. But, you know, it's always the Super Bowl always does great with the halftime shows, in my opinion. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. But obviously, and now the question has just came up today. Of course, everyone always asks him every year, will Tom Brady retire from the game of football after the season? Every time he's in the Super Bowl, will he retire and go out on top? But today he has just said he will consider... Excuse me. He will consider playing past the age of 45, which was, he's 43 now. It's kind of expected. He has said before that he will retire, quote unquote, when he sucks. He has shown really no signs of slowing down. Whenever he does have a bad game, if he does, people will pounce on that and say, oh, is he declining? Is he going to call it quits after this year? But, you know, he's 43 years old, still playing at the top of his game, and he just led his team to another Super Bowl. You know? That doesn't sound like sucking. That doesn't sound like him, you know, declining to me. Exactly. But, you know, he has said that if you're playing the game if at the top of your game and you're playing it better than you ever have before, then why would you slow down? You know, his 40 touchdown passes he threw in 2020 was the most he had thrown since he threw 50 with the Patriots in 2007, which was their almost undefeated season, undefeated regular season, by the way. His passing yards total was the fifth most in his career. So obviously he's shown no signs of slowing down, and I think he could play for another 5 years, at least. He could definitely play for another 2 years. Every year, people are always saying, oh, Tom Brady's in the Super Bowl again, I'm not watching, and then they watch. You know, people are always going to watch the Super Bowl, no matter who's in it, really. On the other hand, with Patrick Mahomes, a lot of people love this young quarterback. I'm a big fan of him as well. He has got a great young career ahead of him, barring any injuries. He's already got an MVP under his belt. He has a $500 million contract, which is the highest in sport history for any athlete. That is remarkable, and that just shows how the sport business is booming, of course. And the sport industry, it is the sixth biggest industry in the world. And it has continued to grow. In the 90s, it was around like the 20th biggest industry in the world. And in these next two decades, in the next three decades, I mean, it has continued to grow. And it's going to continue to grow with all these great young athletes coming in, such as Patrick Mahomes. You know, he's just going to continue to elevate the game. I think that this is not going to be his last Super Bowl that he plays in. We're in the midst of witnessing a potential Chiefs dynasty, you know, with Andy Reid and with Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and, you know, even Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's a great player. But it's just, you just got to appreciate greatness while it's still here. Obviously, Brady's not going to be playing forever. People like to criticize great players while they're still here. And then when they retire, then they start giving them their flowers. So, you know, you got to appreciate greatness while it's still playing, while it's still here. And, you know, we're in for a great, great Super Bowl, you know. The greatest quarterback of all time versus the best quarterback right now. Folks, we're in for a great one here, you know. So, it's just going to be super exciting to see. And with the scene at Raymond James Stadium, it's going to be great. And one more thing to add. The NFL, they are giving 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers free tickets to the game, which I think is remarkable. They deserve it 100%, you know? With all that the healthcare workers have gone through during this pandemic to make sure we all end up on our feet, the people that have gotten sick from COVID-19, they deserve this and so much more. We thank them for their service, for their continued work during the pandemic and even beyond. And I think that this is a great, great gesture by the NFL. And in addition to the 7,500 healthcare workers, the NFL will also be allowing 14,500 additional spectators and fans in attendance to watch the game at Raymond James Stadium. So in total, there will be 23,000 fans in attendance for the Super Bowl. Obviously, more than half of what the normal spectator fan count would be at a Super Bowl game, but, you know, we're getting closer to more fans and packed houses being back in the stands. So that is very great to see. And personally, my prediction for the Super Bowl, I think the Chiefs are going to come out on top by a very small scoring margin. I'm going to go with the prediction of it's going to be 31-27 Kansas City Chiefs. That's my prediction. Lock it in. Thank you for listening to this episode of Collegeville Conversation. As always, I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Whenever there is sports news, it will be discussed here on the CC. Thank you for listening, and have a great week.